And it's back to committee hearings for RTE bosses today. This lunchtime, Director General Kevin Backhurst, along with several members of the RTE board and executive, will head down the stairs to the basement of Leinster House to face the Oireachtas Media Committee. RTE has requested interim government funding of $34.5 million to keep the show on the road. Latest projections put the national broadcaster on course to lose $21 million in licence fee this year. And today it's reported that licence fee income from the first week of September was down €1 million on last year. We're joined now by Niamh Smith, who is the chair of that Oireachtas Media Committee. Niamh Smith, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Over 200 documents delivered to you, some already in the public domain or some of their contents. What's your own initial assessment of what you've received?
Good morning, Carol, to you and your listeners. So I heard Paul Cunningham talk a little bit about it this morning. That's correct. We have a huge amount of documentation that has landed in our inboxes, and we've got to, I suppose, go through some of that in some detail, not all of it, but we still have a few hours ahead of the committee meeting today, and I'm sure a lot of it will be useful over the coming weeks, not just today. But I suppose it's important to say, Carl, that today we're heading into a committee meeting that will be new territory for us, and new territory in the sense that we'll be meeting with the board for the first time collectively. We have met with their chair, Siúan Ní Rathaillí, on a number of occasions, and to be fair to Siúan, she's been there for probably the shortest term of all the board members. So really looking forward to hearing from the entirety of the board today. And there is a big group coming,
Niamh Smith, well over a dozen names. Are you happy with those who are coming, or are there others who need to be there?
Well, for today, my main focus will be on the board itself, because we heard in a lot of the coverage that you've given it, and particularly when you spoke with David Duffy about the importance of corporate governance, and that is the role and responsibility of the board themselves, and that is corporate governance. And we heard from David Duffy, who's an expert in this area too, that the board may not have been asking the right questions, or they may not have been getting the answers. And if we were to go by what Maya Doherty told us clearly at previous meetings, they just didn't know. And they just didn't have the information. And going forward, I'm sure the board realised themselves that isn't acceptable. It's not acceptable to the minister, to the government, to the public itself. They are appointed, and it's a privileged appointment to that board to do a particular job. And
right.
That is,
well, can we look at some of the things that you will be talking a bit about?
Sure.
Because it has been reported those car allowances provided, no need to provide a driver's licence. What's your reaction to stuff like that?
Not acceptable. Either that or this idea that we can't be given an insight to what the top 100 earners are. GDPR, we all accept that this is not a witch hunt. We're not looking for names, but we are looking for clarity on where the balance is on the top 100 earners. We know there's 1,800 staff working with the RTE, and the vast majority of them are not the top 100 earners. And it does give us a snapshot in time of where the wages and salaries are going, and ultimately paints a picture of the tipping balance in terms of the financial circumstances that RTE finds itself in. And you know, Carol, yourself, for years when RTE had been coming before the committee, it was always cap in hand, always the complaint about the licence fee and so on. There is a much bigger issue here, and they cannot expect either the minister or the government of the day to plug a $50 million gap or hole without absolute clarity and transparency and how money has been spent. And the committee and the board are well entitled to know the financial spending of RTE. They're entitled to know the administration.
Indeed. Do you think that they should get all or most of that money, $34.5 million requested already? Talk about a $50 million hole. What do you think should happen?
I don't think there should be one red cent handed over until we've got all of the questions.
But there is a budget coming in October, and we understand that there will be something in that. So you've got a few weeks to make up your mind about what's going to happen here. How much do you think RTE should get?
I certainly wouldn't put one more cent ahead of not having the transparency that we've asked for. And if you said yourself, you know, car allowances, top 100, they're the type of information that absolutely the minister and the public are entitled to know. You would not go within any other organisation that's state funded without those type of answers.
Right. Will your committee be making a recommendation then on financing to the government, or is that all handled by cabinet? Do you have any say in this?
Well, we most certainly do, and we can certainly make a report and recommendations to the minister around that. And I have no doubt the minister will be watching in attentively, both her and both Minister Michael McGrath and Minister Catherine Martin, because, you know, as I said, today is a big day for the board itself, for your new DG. It's our first time to hear directly too from Kevin Backhurst. We do need to see a plan and a strategy and very tangible measures as to how RTE has straightened itself up, that it's given the transparency, that there's a collective working relationship with the board. Otherwise, the board are there for no other reason except signing the dotted line, and okay, that day has to be gone for RTE.
Can I ask you, Niamh Smith, about Minister Patrick O'Donovan? He says that the Montrose site here should be sold off to pay for shortfalls. Do you believe that that should happen? Is that the solution to this?
I think all options have to be on the table, Cara, to be very frank and honest. When RTE has found itself in this position, this is not a new position, but it is a deepening and worsening financial position for RTE. And I think all options have to be on the table if they're to be realistic about the future of RTE.
OK, these committees tend to make a lot of headlines. Is there a danger, though, that with each new headline about a car allowance or a figure, that more people will stop paying their licence fees and make the job harder?
I think we're at a very important crossroads for RTE, and I think we have seen good, I suppose, cooperation, if you like, with the committee itself, in that we have a huge amount of documentation that has been forwarded to us over the last weeks.
Okay.
And you will see more of that into the future. But I think it all helps in the rebuilding of public trust and confidence in RTE. And I'm afraid it's through no fault of anybody's outside RTE, only RTE itself, and
a few
in terms of the situation it finds itself in.
Okay, Niamh Smith, Chair of the Oireachtas Media Committee, thank you very much for joining us. And just to say that RTE's appearance before that committee will be broadcast on the RTE News Channel from 1:30 today. It is now 24 minutes past 8.